One Snowy Night by Christina Butler. The cold wind woke Little Hedgehog from his deep winter sleep. It blew his blanket of leaves high into the air, and he shivered into the snow. He tried to sleep again, but he was far too cold. Suddenly, something fell from the sky. Bump! It landed right in front of his nose. It was a parcel, and it had his name on it. Little Hedgehog opened the parcel as fast as he could, and inside was a red, woolly bobble hat, hedgehog size. He put it on at once. He pulled it to the back, he pulled it to the front, he pulled it to one side and then the other, but no matter how he stretched it to fit, his prickles got in the way every time. But now the hat was far too big for a little hedgehog. He took it off and gazed at it until at last he had an idea. He gave the hat a shake and wrapped it up again. He tore a bit off the label and wrote on the rest. And then off he ran to Rabbit's house. Rabbit was out, so he left the present on his doorstep. It was snowing hard as Little Hedgehog tried to find his way back home. The snowflakes flew all around and he wasn't sure which way to go. "Oh dear, oh dear," he said, as he pattered to and fro. "I shouldn't have come out in this weather, but I'm sure Rabbit will be pleased to have a nice woolly hat to wear." "Bother the snow," said Rabbit, rushing home. He spotted the parcel lying on his doorstep. "What's this?" he squeaked with delight, ripping off the paper. "A bobble hat," he cried, "for me." He put it on at once. He tried it with his ears inside and then outside. He pulled it this way and he pulled it that way. But no matter how he stretched it to fit, his ears got in the way every time. But now the hat was very much bigger. It was far too big for a rabbit. And so Rabbit wrapped up the hat once again and wrote on a corner of the label. And then off he went to Badger's house. The cold weather made Badger very grumpy. "Happy Christmas, Badger," shouted Rabbit.
"Who's there?" growled Badger.
"Happy Christmas," repeated Rabbit, giving him the parcel.
"A Christmas present," said Badger, "from me."
Badger put on the hat. He pulled it down over his ears. "What about that?" he said, looking in the mirror.
"Very nice," said Rabbit.
"What did you say?" said Badger.
"Very nice,"
yelled Rabbit, hopping off.
"Don't you like it?" asked Badger, turning around, but Rabbit had gone. Badger took the hat off. "This is no good to me," he said. "I can't hear a thing. What a pity. It's such a nice colour." So Badger wrapped up the parcel and marched off to Fox's house. He didn't bother with a label. Fox was going out exploring.
"Here you are, friend," said Badger merrily. "A Christmas present especially for you."
"Christmas?" snapped Fox, puzzled.
"Yes, Christmas," called Badger. "Time to be nice to each other." And he plodded off.
"A hat," sneered Fox, opening the parcel. "What do I want with a hat?"
And then he looked at the hat again. He made two holes for his ears and put it on. Satisfied, he went on his way. The white fields
twinkled in the moonlight. Fox sniffed around and found a small trail. He followed it this way and that way until suddenly it stopped. There was something under the snow. Fox began to dig and dig until he found a small hedgehog. It was cold and did not move. "Poor little fellow," said Fox. He put the hedgehog inside the red woolly hat and carried it to Rabbit's house. Rabbit and Badger were having supper.
"Look what I found in the snow," cried Fox, bursting in, and they all looked into the hat.
"A hedgehog," said Badger. "What a hedgehog doing out at Christmas time? He should be fast asleep."
"It's my friend, Little Hedgehog," cried Rabbit. "He must have got lost going home in the snow."
Little Hedgehog opened his eyes.
"Hello," he said sleepily. "Oh, this is such a lovely warm blanket."
And the friends all looked at each other, and Rabbit grinned, and Fox scratched his head.
Said Badger. "I think this woolly hat is just right for Little Hedgehog."
"Happy Christmas, Little Hedgehog," they all cried.
But Little Hedgehog was fast asleep.